Welcome back to Forbidden Knowledge News. Today is Sunday, January 26th, 2020. On the 24th, a powerful magnitude 6.9 earthquake struck Turkey at a depth of 10 kilometers, followed by 60 aftershocks. So far, 36 people have died and over 1,600 were injured. At least 76 buildings were completely destroyed, with 400 others severely damaged. Search and rescue efforts are still underway. New Zealand's White Island volcano remains in an elevated state of unrest, and lava is now visible in the vents created by the deadly eruption on December 9, 2019, which killed 13 people and injured more than 24 others. Scientists believe that an eruption is not yet imminent, but will continue to closely monitor the activity. The alert level remains at 2, and the aviation color code at yellow. 6 new mud volcanoes have emerged in 1 week along Trinidad's southwestern coast. The new cones were spotted on January 20th, all appearing along the trace of the earthquake that occurred on August 21st, 2018, which caused a fault rupture, completely offsetting the roads along the trace, which led to mud volcanism occurring along the fault rupture. Samples have been collected for analysis, and the new volcanic activity is being closely monitored. On the 23rd, there was a magnitude 6.2 earthquake near the Tanaga volcano in Alaska, at a depth of 10 kilometers. In 2019, there were more than 50,000 earthquakes in Alaska, making it the second highest year on record. On the 20th, there was a magnitude 6.3 near the South Sandwich Islands, also at a depth of 10 kilometers. Last week, at least 13 people have died in Spain, and more than 1,500 were evacuated in southwest France after powerful Storm Gloria caused widespread flooding and left a trail of destruction in its wake. In Spain, there was a massive storm surge, flooding coastal towns and damaging buildings and infrastructure. And some parts of France experienced up to 2 months' worth of rain in just 2 days, causing severe flooding and widespread power outages. From the 17th to the 22nd, more than 200 people were evacuated in northwest Argentina after strong storms and heavy rain brought severe flooding, trapping residents in submerged homes and vehicles and prompting water rescues. Thank you all for watching. Don't forget to subscribe and like our Facebook page.